Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Repeat. Today we look at Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28. Just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Have you ever heard the joke about Pete and Repeat? It goes something like this. Pete and Repeat were sitting in a boat. Pete fell out. Who was left? Repeat. Pete and Repeat were sitting in a boat. Get it? It just keeps going. The joke gets repeated over and over. It's usually a hit with kids. It's easy to tell and offers giggles galore. Our salvation does not need to be repeated. Jesus, our Savior, suffered and died for our sins. He never has to do it again. It was enough the first time. Our reading for today says, just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. What a relief it is to know that we need not live a life of fear from judgment. We don't need to wonder if our sins are too great to forgive. We don't need to constantly question our salvation. It's not dependent on anything we do anyway. All believers can have full confidence in the once and for all forgiveness of sins. Jesus did it all for us, and when he comes back, those who believe in him will joyfully enter the gates of his kingdom. You know it's not a joke? The judgment that unbelievers will face on that final day. While believers will be basking in the grace of Jesus, those who do not believe will be entering an eternal life of hell. This, friends, is why our job of spreading the good news is so important. When children know a joke, they tell it to everyone to get a couple of laughs. They're so proud of themselves to have news that brings joy. We have news that brings joy. We have news that brings life, eternal life, and that is worth repeating. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, thank you for giving your life to save me from my sins. Forgive me when I take that incredible act for granted. Help me spread the good news to all those around me, and may your word dwell in the hearts of all who hear it. Amen. A question to consider. Is there anyone in the community that your class could share the love of Jesus with this week? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.